This is Joe the Human, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. This is my show for the masses. And please join us again next week, same time, Thursdays at 4. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat.
How you're spending your days, but you're laughing like a kid at a con. Watched you stumbling around this dusty town. I heard your bottle talking way too loud. As the federales tried to hunt you down for something you can't remember what was about. The curtain falls to applause and the band plays you all. The band plays you all. Hero growing boy with no one to save anymore. I used to watch you on the late night scene, the timely rescue of a metal team. Six strings were strumming rhythm and lead that hadn't occurred to me. When I met you, I was 22, trying so hard to play it cool. But there was so much that I needed to say, nothing came out the right way. The curtain falls to applause, and the band plays you all. The band plays you all. Hero growing boy with no one to save anymore. Curtain falls to applause and the band plays you all. The band plays you all. It's a superhero growing boy with no one to save. Nothing elegant in being a drunk. It's nothing righteous being 60 in a punk. But when you're looking in the mirror, do you see the kid that she used to be? Broken working in a record store, daydreaming about the upcoming tour. Were you happier when you were poor? Were you happier when you were poor? The curtain falls to applause and the band plays you all. The band plays you all. It's a superhero growing boy with no one to save anymore. Falls to applause and the band plays you all. The band plays you all. It's a superhero growing boy with no one to save anymore.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today on this lovely day?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm so glad. I'm doing pretty good, too.
That's good.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO. Sorry, I forgot about that. in Medford. I just totally messed
the
that up.
The only parts we have to say are WMFO Medford, and then I just the forgot both of those. Parts.
Yeah. That's because I'm just so excited and sad because this is the last Black Stripes or White Keys show, guys. Very sad. But also, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Even though I messed up the station ID.
It's not about how technically great it is. It's about how great our energy is
today. It's about the vibes.
Yeah, and we have a lot of vibes.
Yeah, and we're really excited. We're going to play some songs towards the end today that are very emblematic of the Black Stripes or White Keys story.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
That first song was 60 and Punk by Death Cab for Cutie. We like Death Cab for Cutie at Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah, it's a band we saw together.
Yeah, it is. And I always tell Trisha, in fact, I just said this to her, that I will never forget how good their lighting was.
It was such good lighting.
It was great lighting. I've never seen concert lighting so good as when we saw the Death Cab for Cutie. Like, whoever was in charge of that, like, they should be given an award. They should light my next film or whatever. Don't know if I'll make another film, but...
Oh, your film was so good. I didn't get a chance to tell you.
I didn't get to see you because...
I was there.
you probably came and then left when it was done.
Yeah, right? I was so happy you were first. I was like, I don't have to listen to all the other students. Just kidding. Fine. I just had stuff to do.
I was like a little like, oh man, I don't want to be first. You know, no one wants to go first. But at the same time, it was nice because then I didn't have to worry the whole time that my film was coming on and I didn't have to be nervous because it just already came on, you know?
It was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was also a stressful time, but it was worth it. Nice. But yeah, speaking of Death Cab for Cutie, they're coming out with a new album, and hopefully it's good. That'll be fun. They're touring, and they're touring with a band I really like that I saw in February? Yeah, February, called Illuminati Hotties. So we're going to play an Illuminati Hotties song called Patience, and it's fun. You should listen.
Yeah.
See ya on the other side.
Patience is a painful gift. What a shame to wait. Patience, you aren't leaving anytime soon. Sweatshirt off and shame.
I was kind and well-intentioned, although it might not come across that way. So thank your muse, share some gentle praise from me too. I'll be right here when she fades.
I'm not the worst, most physical.
That was Lola by The Raincoats, the better version, because my friend Lola is listening.
Hi, Lola.
Lola.
Lola, 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 Lola.
Yeah. Well, we hope you're enjoying the tune so far. We do have to take a break for your public service announcement.
Topical public service announcement. Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is set to ring out on front stoops across the city this Saturday, May 14th. Stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy this showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. Festivities will start west of Willow Ave from 12 to 2 p.m. Performances between Willow Ave and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. and east of Central Street will bring it home from 4 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest or just search for Somerville Porch Fest. A message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Nice.
What did you hear? That was like ASMR.
The book?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very satisfying. Close the book.
We should do an ASMR show.
We can. Unless we come back and upload. But that seems like a lot of work.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. That's why we didn't do it during the pandemic, because it seemed like a lot of work.
Yeah. For FYI, this is the last show of Black Stripes or White Keys.
If we haven't said it 15 times.
If we haven't said it 15, yeah. I mean, maybe they just started tuning in, you know?
And you know, like, we're just trying to keep everyone updated, feeling cozy.
Feeling cozy.
So, yeah. But Porch Fest is fun. I've been to a couple Porch Fests before, and they do them in, like, all the towns around here. So go listen. Just walk around, and then you'll hear people playing on a porch, and
it's
fun.
I'm always involuntarily part of Porch Fest because it always happens on my street.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you live on Highland Ave.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty, like, substantial street in the city of Somerville. It's pretty long.
Well, it's not on that street, but, like, the other streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somerville, go listen to music.
Be a part of the community, guys.
Community.
Be a good citizen. Citizen. Yeah. Citizen. That's the word.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we should go back to the tunes, because tunes are fun, and there's so many we want to play. So yeah. Here is the song that Lola actually requested, and it is by the Libertines. So... Let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll.
Is it cruel or kind not to speak my mind and to lie to you rather than hurt you? Well, I'll confess a lot of my sins after several large gins, but still I'll hide from you, hide what's inside from you. And the alarm bells ring when you say your heart still sings when you're with me. Oh, won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Oh, no. Of the pubs and the clubs and the drugs and the tubs we shared together, stay with me forever. But all the highs and the lows and the twos and the fours, they left me dizzy. Oh, won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Oh no. Well, I no longer hear the music when the lights go out. Shades of doubt, the strange bed in my mind, it's all too clear. Music when the lights come on, the girl I thought I knew was gone. With her, my heart, it disappears. Well, I no longer hear the music. Oh. All the memories of the fights and the nights and the blue lights, all the kites we flew together. I thought they'd fly forever. But all the highs and the lows and the twos and the fours, they left me dizzy. Won't you forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Well, I no longer hear the music.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You won't get better.
Music. That Tegan and Sarah song put me in a mood.
What kind of mood?
I don't know. Kind of made me like yearning or something.
Oh no.
I don't know. Not yearning. It just made me think about. It's kind of like an apt song for the end of an era.
The end of our radio show.
Our radio show. Yeah. And then because that made me moody, I was like, "What else is moody?" So then I put Saint Vincent on because.
That makes sense.
Because she's moody, I guess. In my imagination. So, if, you know, it wouldn't be a Black Stripes or White Keys radio show without our favorite segment. So let's get into it.
It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown. Blast their eardrums with our air horns.
We gotta get you to pay attention, you know?
Pay attention.
Pay attention to us. We want your validation.
I want attention.
Yes. So, we've done several a conspiracy on this show, you know, in fun, in jest, and I think that Trisha and I decided that we were just gonna go through some of our favorite conspiracies over the years for our final conspiracy crackdown.
Yeah.
And I know for me, one of my top ones, which actually came in the news again recently, is birds aren't real.
I think that was one of the very first ones we ever did.
Yeah. I don't know if it was one of the first ones, but it was like definitely during our freshman year. Because I remember I was in that documentary class, and then I filmed part of our radio show for it. because it was like a day in the life project,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about birds aren't real.
At our 2 a.m. slot.
No, it was the spring, so it wasn't spring. The 2 a.m. slot. It was a normal slot.
A normal time. We only did 2 a.m. once.
I think that was the time we were on Sundays.
Yeah, I mean, I think, didn't they, like, come out with, like, a documentary recently about, like, the Birds Aren't Real creator?
Dude? Maybe.
I didn't see it, but there's definitely a film or, like, short video out there about, like, birds aren't real and how did this happen? Birds Why are so are many robots. People into this conspiracy, you know?
Yeah, because birds are robots.
You know, yeah, yeah, I guess maybe we should sum all the conspiracies up, like, what they are.
The conspiracy that birds are is that birds are robots spying on us for the government. Which, hey, take what you will, but I've heard weirder things.
Do you think it's, like, all birds? Like, I feel like penguins don't have anyone around
is it them. Do we have to specify, like, it has to be, like, birds that can fly, like, flightless birds don't count?
I would guess. I mean, I feel like the turkeys aren't
is that that's why me. They can fly,
yeah, so they can spy,
so they can spy, yeah,
exactly.
The penguins wouldn't be good spiers because they're just, like, live in the pole, the pole, yeah. The poles
live in the south pole,
the south pole, and no one's north really there pole.
Yeah, except for the scientists,
yeah,
who don't need spying on,
yeah. Because they're probably working for the governments anyway,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, what are other flightless birds? Can like, emus fly? I don't think so.
Dude, like, they're so top-heavy, I don't think that they
probably
could.
Probably not. I mean, yeah, you're right. So they're probably in the clear.
Yeah.
Limu-emu wouldn't do that to us.
Oh, I just got a text from Sebastian. He says, turkeys fly in all capital letters.
Oh man, that's pretty juicy if you think about how the turkey is emblematic of a national holiday, but it's not real. It's a lie they made up to say that we're
so what are we eating on Thanksgiving?
I don't know, maybe we're just eating like really big chickens. Yeah. Chickens, they let us, since we eat chickens, they were like, we won't, they're fine, they're real.
And well, they put like a little like synthetic flavoring in it to make it taste slightly different.
Yeah. They put that tryptophan or whatever, the stuff that makes you sleepy or whatever. What is that stuff in turkey? I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that's it. But yeah, so that's one of our top ones. I think I know what one of your top ones is.
Well, are you expecting me to say, like, Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Just because I love Bigfoot.
Yeah, because you love Bigfoot.
I mean, yeah, I was actually going to talk about Evil Jumbo, but Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. I like Bigfoot. I really liked when we found the Bigfoot Researchers Organization, because it makes a pretty easy conspiracy is just reading people's accounts of Bigfoot sightings.
Yeah, that's
but,
good.
You know what? I think that the conspiracy we made at, like, the end of this semester, you know?
It's
like,
pretty good.
Evil Jumbo.
Evil Jumbo is pretty good. We like to make up conspiracies here, too. So we've talked about Evil Jumbo a lot because we're really proud of that one. Just saying. So, yeah. Let me think of one or two more. One recently I liked was the cats are aliens thing because they stare at random stuff that you don't get, which my cat does that. He keeps sitting in the kitchen and staring under the dishwasher, and I don't know why.
It totally makes sense. Why do they stare
like
that?
It makes sense that they're aliens, honestly. They just definitely are of a different kind.
Yeah.
At least from humans.
I like...
Perhaps extraterrestrial.
I like there are no trees left on Earth. Like
I know the trees are fake, too.
Trees are fake. I think a lot of conspiracies are just about things being fake. Oh my gosh, you know what conspiracy was the best?
What?
The one that you brought up about, like, natural peanut butter.
It's not a conspiracy. This is a fact, guys. Natural peanut butter, yeah, it's natural, but it's not better for you. Unless, like, because, like, it has the same amount of sugar. Fructose is sugar, and cane sugar is sugar. They are both simple sugars. One is just man-made, and one is natural. So, yes, it is natural, but you're paying more because... So it's not, like, nutritionally different. It's just, like, if you don't want to put man-made ingredients into your body. But they're like they have the same amount of sugar. Like, people think that because things are natural, they have less sugar, and it's like, no, they do have the same amount of sugar. It's just like not fake sugar.
Yeah, natural doesn't mean better, people.
I mean, it means better if you prefer not to have man-made stuff, but not all man-made stuff is like
is bad.
It's just that, I don't know, it can be like processed.
I mean, in a way, you could say peanut butter is naturally man-made because, like, men have to, like, you know, chop the nuts or whatever they do.
You gotta grind those nuts.
Grind the nuts. Like, that's not something that, I guess that could naturally happen in nature.
I guess, in some way.
Not, like, in the quantity of, like, making peanut butter.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what I mean. Like they have, like, fructose is, like, made in a lab or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But it's true. It's the same amount of sugar. It's in the same type of simple sugar. It's just, like, a different form. It's just, like, man-made in a lab versus, like, from a plant.
I just like the passion you have for educating the public on this topic.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people think it's healthier, but it's not really actually, like, that. It's, like, the same, but I don't know. Someone would have to tell me whether, like, eating processed ingredients is, like, has, like, an actual difference, but, like, on the label of, like, how much sugar it has, it's the same, and since they're both simple sugars, your body probably processes it in the same way. So someone will have to tell me, give me some studies to check out about whether there's some additional adverse effects from fructose.
Yeah.
Or just lab created sugar.
Are we gonna sum up Evil Jumbo now?
Yes. So, for all you folks out there that don't know about Evil Jumbo, we devised that the new glorious Cummings Center right near the station here that Tufts opened, the green is part of a larger project to house Jumbo, because behind everyone's back, the university has taken the DNA from Jumbo's tail that survived the fire back in the day. And they have the technology to genetically create a jumbo. Like, they use the cells from that tail, and they made a new jumbo.
Just like in Jurassic Park.
Just like the dinosaurs, guys. Just like those. Yeah. And they house him in the Cummings Center basement. But this is no ordinary jumbo.
Mm-mm.
Would you like to continue?
Well, he's hungry.
He's very hungry.
That's for sure.
That's
for
sure.
It's significant that the Green Line extension is right next to the Cummings Center and the alleged Cummings Center, like, sub-basement where Jumbo lives.
Yeah.
Because the Cummings Center is a perfect place for Jumbo to wait for
the commuters.
Green Line commuters to get off the Green Line and go directly into his mouth.
Yes. So the thing about Jumbo here is that he's a highly intelligent Jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
He can talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually controlling everything. Like, Tony Monaco's a puppet.
Yeah.
So Jumbo's big plan is he's going to take over the world by eating all the souls from the Green Line.
Right.
So that's our conspiracy. And I'm just waiting for it to happen. I'm just waiting for Jumbo supremacy to happen. And we're just going to all, like, try and figure our way out of it.
I feel like one of these days he's gonna emerge from the earth, like in the, at the end of The Incredibles 1, where the, like mole villain comes up from the ground.
Yeah,
that's gonna be Jumbo. He's just gonna go rah, and then he's gonna come up and he's gonna start trampling everybody.
Yeah, because all the souls, they're gonna make him stronger.
They're gonna make him stronger. He's just waiting.
He's waiting. So that's the best conspiracy we've ever made on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand by it.
I think it's like a fitting ending.
Yeah.
To Black Stripes.
If you'd like to see Jumbo, he's on the wall. We made an effigy of Jumbo.
We're not supposed to paint there.
I think everyone knows that there's stuff on the wall.
No, on that part of the wall.
Mm. Not
it's okay.
That wall.
What are you gonna do to us? We're graduating.
You'll see him. Someone wrote us a note that said, "Why is he evil?" So now you know he's evil because there is. Well, I don't know if we explain why he's evil. We just said that he was created in a lab.
Yeah, why? I mean, I could understand.
Well, we could say that he's evil because he was created in a lab.
I think we also said, like, because he lives in the dark.
And he lives in the dark in the basement, and he's just really angry about it.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't like that either.
Yeah. And plus, you know, the people that made him didn't have to make him so crazy. Like, they made him intelligent, and they didn't realize that it was going to make him so intelligent that he would have emotional feelings and trauma that led to, you know, resentment and anger
against
his creators
and everyone else at Tufts.
Yeah,
yeah,
and the world
and the whole world. Really, yeah. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, well, I think we should end there because we have to play a couple songs in honor of Black Stripes or White Keys. So Trisha and I wanted to do a radio show freshman year after we first met, and we're like, oh, we're freshmen, let's do something, let's do a radio show. So then we were like, well, what are we going to call it? So then we were like, oh, what bands do we like? And we're like, oh, White Stripes, or oh, Black Keys. And we were like, hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now. This is what dreams are made.
No, we didn't say that. We said, let's make Black Stripes or White Keys.
Ha ha ha.
With a question mark.
Yeah, because you don't know.
Yeah. And then it's also kind of like, now that, like, we've had some perspective and, like, it's like a piano, you know?
Yeah, it is. Like, yeah.
Yeah, White Keys, Black Stripes.
It's all a piano.
We didn't do that on purpose, but...
No, it's just all a piano, guys. Yeah.
And we decided we wanted to talk about conspiracies every week because...
They're fun.
Yeah.
And dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to play a Black Keys song, a White Stripes song, and then we have to end with the song that started it all.
The song that started it all, which is not related to Black Stripes or White Keys, but...
We just love this song.
Yeah.
So
here's the Black Keys.
Yeah.
I was born tired, I never got arrested. Harder than marble stone, I'm better off left alone. 'Cause I'm not the one, no, I'm not the one. But you
do that to you.
We actually ran out of time to play all our songs.
Yeah, so that's true. And then also we thought it'd be funny that we stopped that song because it's extremely overplayed.
I still like it. It still jams. It's still a jam.
It's still a jam.
But yeah, that was the White Stripes portion of our box.
Of our show.
But yeah,
we did play another song by Jack White from a different band he was in, so that counts, in my opinion. So, yeah. Anyway. We wanted to say goodbye to y'all, and thank you for an awesome 4 years.
Yay!
You're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. You've been good to us.
We like it. Keep listening to the radio.
Yeah, the radio is cool.
Keep radio alive.
College radio is the best radio.
It's the most chaotic.
Independent radio is the best radio.
Yeah.
Because we can play whatever.
Yeah.
And that is fun. So, we're going to end off with one of our favorite songs, ironically and unironically, because it's just so good.
Do you know the song?
Well, now you know.
Now you know.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Gave me urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breathe thoughts. Shitters in your fevers, greet me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the wild things go? They go along to take your honey. Break down how we build our breakfast down and say, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. Pistol shows, hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle and toe to toe. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene. My love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so. My lovely.